How many times recently have you heard about Delta Force raids on, say, U.S. chemical companies in New York, or U.S. banks in New York or Boston and so on? If not, why not? It's well known that they're involved in narco-trafficking, heavily involved. In the 1980s, the CIA published a report, in fact, on chemical exports from the United States to Latin America, pointing out that they're way in excess of industrial needs, and that the ones that are sent are the ones, the kind that are used for a production of drugs. So what about that? You know, nobody knows how much money goes into narco-trafficking, but it's supposed to be in the order of, you know, maybe $500 billion a year or something like that. It's estimated that over half of it passes through New York banks, U.S. banks. Well, that's not very hard to monitor. In fact, the Federal Reserve System is so well enough organized so that if any deposit of over $10,000 enters anywhere, it's registered. And that can be monitored. In fact, it was done at one point. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, when drug production was really picking up fast in Colombia, nothing like lethal substance production here, it's not a fraction of it, but was mounting. There was an operations. Federal prosecutors in Florida detected sharp increases in the deposits in Florida banks and began an operation called Operation Greenback to determine what it was, although of course everybody knew what it was, to find out what it was and to bring criminal charges against the people involved. Well, that operation was called off by the drug czar of the Reagan administration, a guy named George Bush, and that's the last time there was ever an attempt to look at that. There's much more to be said about this. Of the non-tobacco lethal substances, the one that's fastest growing, the sector that's growing most rapidly is the high-tech drugs, what are called ATS, stands for, I can never remember it, so I wrote it down, amphetamine-type stimulants. There's supposedly about 30 million people, addicts a year. That's more than heroin, cocaine combined. They're mostly produced here, and it's rapidly growing. So there are things we could do here.